Welcome to installment 189 of Sefer Mitzvot from the Rambam. Today's portion contains one commandment, positive commandment 71, that's to bring the sacrifice called Asham Vadai, a guilt offering. As we have mentioned previously, there are various offerings to be brought for various purposes. In general, the offerings in the temple were divided into two categories, Kodshe Kodshim, or Kodshim Kalim, ones of a more major or a less major sanctity. Among the ones of a more major sanctity are included the Chatas, a sin offering for an unintentional, very serious sin, and an Asham Toli, when one is uncertain whether he has done such a serious transgression. Today's commandment involves the Asham Vadai, a guilt offering, which must be brought as atonement for certain specified forbidden acts. In Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam describes three general situations in which a guilt offering must be brought. He mentions Asham Me'ilis, the guilt offering which must be brought in conjunction with a prohibition of Me'ila. As we have mentioned on other occasions, when something is dedicated to the temple, either for direct sacrifice on the altar or indirectly in order for its value to be used for repair of the temple grounds, it becomes automatically sanctified and one is forbidden from using it for a profane purpose or one's own personal purpose. Should he nevertheless utilize this object personally, he has violated the prohibition of Me'ila. He has misused a sacred object, and is required to return its value and add on another fifth of the total amount, meaning a fourth of the value of this particular object. In addition, he is told to bring a guilt offering, Asham Me'ilis, as described in the book of Leviticus, chapter 5, verse 15, when discussing the prohibition of Me'ila, the verse states, "V'hevi es Asham Me'ilashem e'ayil tamim." He must bring his guilt offering to God, an unblemished ram. This is one type of Asham Vadai, a definite guilt offering. We can see that this differs with yesterday's commandment of Asham Toli, which in the case of an Asham Toli, one is uncertain whether any prohibition has actually been performed. In this case, we know a prohibition has been performed, nevertheless it is called an Asham. This is one type of guilt offering. Another one that Rambam mentions is Asham Gzeles, the guilt offering brought after a case of robbery or theft. In his legal code, the Rambam says that any time a Jew has money which belongs to another Jew and comes to a situation where he takes an oath that he does not have such money, he is later on required, aside from returning the money, to also bring this guilt offering. The Rambam here gives two examples. Someone who was a gazlan, who has forcibly taken an object from a person, and later on swears that he has not done so. Later on, aside from returning the object, and he must bring this Asham Gazelos, a guilt offering. So too, if a person has been entrusted with a pikodain, or an object left with him for safekeeping, and later on the owner comes to reclaim his object, and the person denies ever having been given such an object, he is called a kefir bepikodein. He is denying that he has still possession of this entrusted object, and he must take an oath that he no longer has it. In such a case, whether it was willingly or unknowingly, unwittingly, the person must bring an Asham Gzeles, this guilt offering for a kind of robbery, as mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 5, verses 21 and 25, in discussing the case of v'chicheish b'amisei b'fikodin, when a person denied the object left for safekeeping of his friend, v'nishbal sheker, and he swears falsely, v'sashom yavi l'ashem ayil tamim, he must bring his guilt offering again of an unblemished ram. There is, in addition, a third type of guilt offering that Rambam describes here, Asham Shivcha Charufa. This Shivcha Charufa is a woman in a very unusual circumstance. as this, the Rambam describes earlier in his legal code. This woman or girl was purchased as a servant by two people. Therefore, they have joint ownership of her as a slave. One of them, however, frees her, and therefore this woman is half free and half slave. Chet yeshivcha v'chet yebas chayding. If this woman becomes betrothed to a Jewish slave, an Eved Ivri, she is then called a Shivcha Charufa, as described in Leviticus chapter 19, verses 20 and 21, that Vehi Shivcha Nechrefes Leish, that when she is in such a circumstance, and another man has relations with her, when she is engaged or betrothed to this Jewish slave, the man who unlawfully has relations with her, the Hevi es Hashem al Hashem, he must bring a guilt offering to God. Although having relations with any woman who is not one's wife is strictly prohibited by the Torah, only in such an unusual case would the person involved have to bring this guilt offering. This is called Asham Shivcha Charufa. In his legal code, the Rambam quotes the Mishnah in Zvachim and describes another two types of guilt offerings. There's Asham Nazir, the guilt offering brought by a Nazirite. When a person makes a pledge to become a Nazirite and therefore refrain from drinking wine or eating grape products, and also from coming in contact with a dead body, if a person, after making such a vow, does come in contact with a dead body and become impurified, this nazir must bring a guilt offering afterwards. That's a fourth type of guilt offering. The fifth type is Asham Metzeda, the offering brought by a leper who, after his purification period, must bring this sacrifice to complete his purification. In this mitzvah of Asham Vadai, then, a definite guilt offering, there are five categories. As we recite daily in our prayers, in Ezel Makayman, and the conclusion of the sacrificial order of the prayers, in the fifth Mishnah, we list Eloheinu Nashamais. These are the guilt offerings. Asham Gezeleis, the one brought for a theft. Asham Me'ileis, the one brought for misusing sacred objects. Asham Shivcha Charufa, the betrothed half-servant. Asham Nazir, the impurified Nazirite. Asham Metzeda, the guilt offering brought by a leper after his purification. Then, of course, there's the sixth, the Asham Toli, as we mentioned yesterday, the guilt offering brought for an uncertain violation. An interesting thought is expressed regarding this first category of Asham Gzeles. If a person has committed a robbery and taken money from his neighbor, he obviously can rectify the situation by returning the money. He is certainly required to do so according to the Torah. But since this violation seems to be one which is bein adam l'chaverei, an interpersonal violation, rather than a violation such as idol worship, which is bein adam l'makom, then we do not understand why is it he should bring a sacrifice. The sacrifice does not help the person who was robbed. He is helped already after the money is returned. What is the object then of bringing a sacrifice, a guilt offering, after this theft? The example is brought of a person who has beaten another person, which is in violation of civil law. Therefore, the person has sinned in two ways. One against the person he has hit, and another one against the king, the head of the land, who has made it forbidden for one person to hit another. Even after the person has gained forgiveness and has rectified the wrong and improve relations with the person he has hit, he has taken care of only one part of the problem. He has still sinned against the king, and the king is still waiting to settle his score. This is the same case of a robbery, that although we have sinned against the person we have robbed, we have in addition sinned against God. Therefore, we must certainly return the money to the one we have stolen from. But this does not erase the effect of the sin we have done against our Creator. And therefore, the rectification of this part of the sin is completed by the bringing of this guilt offering, Asham Gezeles.
Thank you for tuning in to the daily portion of Sefer Mitzvahs. For more information or to sponsor one of the installments, contact Sichos in English at area code 718-778-5436. That's 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.